بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الدين عند الله الإسلام. Respect to the ulama ikram, brothers, elders, and students in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a complete and a perfect deen. The deen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored us on an occasion of Hajjatul Wida. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announced that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has perfected this deen. Allah ta'ala has completed this deen. وَرَضِيْتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. And Allah ta'ala announces that I am happy that deen Islam is a way of life for you. And that person who speaks another deen, another way of life other than Islam, then it will be rejected. Because the deen of Islam in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for us. Allah ta'ala has given us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected us. So we will find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, inna li kulli deenin khuluqan, that every deen, every religion has a certain characteristic, a certain quality, a distinguishing factor. And وَخُلُقُ الْإِسْلَامِ الْحَيَاةِ. And the distinguishing factor and the characteristic and quality that Allah Ta'ala favors of Islam is none other than haya, which what we call shame. Person has shamefulness or bashfulness of haya and modesty. So this is something very, very important in every person's life, be it a young boy, a young girl, an elderly person. In every aspect, this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this characteristic. And in another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that إِنَّ الْحَيَا وَالْإِيمَانِ قُرِنَا جَمِيعًا. That haya and iman are two entities who coexist together. They are joined together. فَإِذَا رُفِيَ أَحَدُهُمَا رُفِيَ الْآخَرِ. If any one of them has to be lifted and taken away, then the other quality will follow suit. An example can be given in today's times, in technology, in machines, etc. We have sensors which monitors and measures the different aspects of readings, and thereafter they regulate the functions, and in the process everything works very, very timelessly and automatically, and it will function what is supposed to be done. And if that person does not follow that sensor, or he tampers with that sensor, or he now deactivates that sensor, then that machine or the whatever it may be, the technology will malfunction. It will lead towards destruction. The consequences could be fatal. So in everything you will find there are sensors. In today's modern cars, for example, we have the park lane assist, or the park PDC, parking distance control. So this helps a person to facilitate the parking, make easy for that person to change his lane. But if that person now fails to act on those sensors, the readings of the sensors, the information of the sensors, then that person can cause injury to himself, to others. So this aspect of the sensor is like a safety feature, and it saves the person from all types of harm and danger. In a similar vein, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given every believer a safety feature, and that is haya. And this will help a person and protect a person's iman. At every aspect of his life, this haya will come to the fore. It will protect the person, it will protect his iman. But if that haya is removed, ulama explained, just like a tree which can be likened to our iman. That iman of ours, like it is a trunk. Every tree has a trunk. Some trunks are very, very small, some are thin, some are very, very huge, 2-3 meters. And around that around the trunk of the tree, there is a bark. That bark is very, very thin, but that bark, it protects the tree. And if that bark has to be stripped from the tree, then the tree will disintegrate. It will become rotten. It will fall. It will be destroyed. In a similar vein, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this bark of haya. It will protect a person's iman. On one occasion, Hazrat Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu mentions, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that istahyu min Allahi haqq al-haya. That adopt true haya as it ought to be adopted before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we got haya, we got modesty, we have got bashfulness, we got this sense of modesty in us, and alhamdulillah, we got it. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Nisa Zalik, I am not talking about this. The actual haya, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained and gave a definition that أن تحفظ الرأس وما وعاء وأن تحفظ البطن وما حواء. That the first aspect Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that you protect your head and whatever it contains, and you protect your belly, your stomach, and whatever it contains. And thereafter, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that وَتَذَكَّرَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْبِلَىٰ, that you remember death often, and that you bring to your body is going to disintegrate. And وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ تَرَكَ زِينَةَ الدُّنْيَا, and that person who has intention, his object of life is the akhirah, then he will forsake the beauty and glamour of the things of this world. And after Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever inculcates all these qualities in that person, such a person has got the true haya. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained briefly that the person who protects his head. In there the ulama explained that the person should protect his eyes. He should not look anything at haram, whether it is the opposite gender or whether it is the tool of fitna that is before him. In the days gone by, when a little child complained of a headache, then the mother used to give the child a tablet. Today, we have given them those tablets of technology. Now they are giving those parents headaches. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, protect the head whatever it contains. There also to protect the ears, not listening to music, not listening to ghibat, to protect the tongue of not speaking of ghibat, or not speaking of la ya'ni, futile things, speaking lies, and all types of bakwas. So all in there is in everything included. The after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to protect the stomach, the belly. Just protect your belly. This could mean that the person does not involve in eating haram, or using haram wealth to purchase food, or to stay away from all types of shubahat and doubtful food. All the things that are included there is also protecting one's sharamgah, one's private parts, and person's limbs, the hands and the feet. So comprehensive this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. And the after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the other aspects, that he remembers death often, and he's going to, that body of his is going to disintegrate, and he leaves and shuns the adornment and all the times of comfort of this world, and he prepares for the akhirah. So this is the true haya a person ought to have. And as I mentioned, this is a safety feature. This Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us when it is activated. And when that haya kicks in, it will protect that iman. It will protect that person from all types of gunas and sins. A person will not stretch out to any guna, not look at any guna, listen to any guna, speak about any guna, or contemplate of any guna, eat anything that is haram or doubtful. And in today's time, this haya is something very, very important. Because there is a tsunami, an avalanche of all fitnas, from all types of directions. And this is to rob us of our iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that what is shaitan? Allah ta'ala first tells us in the Quran al-Kareem, اُدْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَ وَلَا تَتَّبِي خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. That, O people, enter into Islam completely. Have this perfect Islam, that we are born as Muslims. Now we have to live by Islam. One person came to Hasan Basri rahmatullahi and asked him that what is Islam and who are the Muslims. So after some time he contemplated and he said that unfortunately today Islam is only in the books, only in the kitabs, and the Muslims are in the graves. The true Muslims, like the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and those that passed, that came after them, who are the pure Islam, they are in the graves. So Islam, we need to live by Islam. And by us coming into the fold of Islam, living as Muslims, born as Muslims, this is Allah Ta'ala's choice. So now what we have to do is to live by Islam, the dictates of Islam. And inshallah, a person will die on the millat of Islam. So in these times of fitna and fasad, all the different isms that are coming in our direction, whether it is atheism, modernism, secularism, Satanism, and hedonism. Hedonism is a person now, he worships all his desires. And his motive of life, object of life, is all types of entertainment and all types of haram. So to save us from all that isms, an ulama explained that daily we should recite the first 10 verses of Surah Kaf and the last 10 verses of Surah Kaf. Mawlana Ibrahim Devla Sahib, Dawud Barakatuh, explained that every Friday we should make it our duty to recite the entire Surah Kaf. And if you look at the hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the virtue of reading Surah Kaf on a day of Friday, then it is only nur through and through. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that nur, time-wise, will last you from one Jumu'ah till the next Jumu'ah. With regards to space-wise, that nur will spread from him right to Kaaba Sharif. Another hadith, from beneath his feet towards the heavens, from one Jumu'ah till the next Jumu'ah. So what is this nur? This nur is a source of protection for our iman. It will protect us from all types of isms that will sweep us under our feet, and it will sway us away from the millat of Islam and the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it is very, very important. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq that every day we read the first 10 verses and the last 10 verses of Surah Kaf. And these are the days where the Dajjaliyat fitnas have already come, and the groundwork of Shaitan is being done for the imminent coming of Dajjal. So when a person reads the Surah Kaf, inshallah, he will be protected from all the fitnas of Dajjal, all the evils of Dajjal, and inshallah Allah Ta'ala will give him the tawfiq to make the correct decision. So may Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, from this Mubarak teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we instill the true haya as we ought to be to have, where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that a person should protect his limbs from all types of haram. And this haya is such that it will protect our iman. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Qurina jamia. This haya and iman are two entities which coexist together. When this haya leaves that person, then his iman is at stake. This iman is something that is such a valuable thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to make dua to Allah daily. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma. Salama radiallahu anha was asked that what was the most common dua Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite, very, very common, frequently. So she mentioned Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite this dua, Ya muqallibal qulub, sabbit qalbi ala deeni. That, oh Allah, the turn of the heart, dil ke palatne wala, the control of the heart, the change of the heart, that, oh Allah, keep my heart steadfast on deen. So that from all this, the ayat of the Kareemah and the teaching of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, deen is the asal, the deen is Islam. So may Allah protect us from all these fitnas. Allah keep us steadfast on deen. And this, inshallah, Allah Hakim Sahib rahmatullahi has mentioned 9 prescriptions to safeguard your iman, or to die with iman. And among them is to read this dua very often. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِيقْ قُلُوبَنَا. Oh Allah, do not cause our hearts to deviate, to swing after you have guided us. And يَا مُقَلِّبَ الْقُلُوبِ ثَبِّتْ قَلْبِ عَلَى دِينِ. Oh Allah, the turn of the heart. Oh Allah, keep our hearts steadfast on deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq.